This is a National Museum of Australia recording. For more information, visit nma.gov.au/audio.
My name is Andrew Sayers, and I'm director of the National Museum of Australia, and I would like to welcome you here to the museum today. I would particularly like to acknowledge Matilda House, who is going to welcome us to country. And I would particularly like to welcome to the museum all of you guests here today. You'll notice that the proceedings are being video recorded for the museum and for various other projects. Now, a particular welcome to members of the community from Yirrkala here today. I'd like to welcome you all to the museum. Langani Marika, female custodian of Yallingborough, and the eldest daughter of Maolan Marika I. I'd like to welcome you, Maolan Marika, son of Wonjuk Marika and senior male custodian of Yallingborough. I would like also to welcome Yalamul, brother of Maolan Marika, and Neil Yunapingu. Welcome. Witiana Marika, the son of Roy Marika. Wanina Marika, OAM, the son of Milopam. Welcome. And also the other Junkar custodians from Elko Island, Richard Gundawoy and Mark Bukalachby. Welcome. I'd like to welcome Jenny Home, Wanjuk Marika's wife, and Maitili Marika, daughter of Wanjuk and Jenny Marika. This exhibition was the initiative of Bunduk Marika and other members of her family to honour their most important sacred clan land at Yallingborough. And I'd like to acknowledge Bunduk, who is not able to be with us today, as the driving force behind this exhibition. Yallingborough is considered to be the site of the first creation for the Yolngu in northeastern Arnhem Land, especially for the clans of the Dua Moiety. Yallingborough is where the Junkal first landed after their canoe voyage from the east and began their creative journey across the Miwach, that's the northeastern Arnhem Land region. The national heritage significance of this region was recognised by the federal government when it was listed on the national estate as a place of importance for all Australia. And this exhibition honours not only the place, but three generations of this famous family: Maolan Marika, his brothers, Mataman, Milopam, and Roy. These men fought for the recognition of their land rights when their land use was excised for mining in the 1960s. And as a result of their initial legal actions, the first land rights legislation was passed in the Northern Territory in 1976. Since this time, the members of the family have continued to promote their rights in a spirit of reconciliation, especially with their two-way education programs that aim at promoting a cross-cultural understanding among the Yolngu and wider Australia. And that is the aim of the exhibition here today, Yallingborough. Now I would like to introduce Margot Neal, Senior Indigenous Advisor, to the Director. Margot.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Gallery of First Australians at the National Museum of Australia. And I would like to acknowledge all the elders here, Indigenous and non-Indigenous elders, and particularly the Marika family and all the other Yolngu from Yirrkala, and a special local elder who's very important support of the museum is Jupia Nupaljari Jones over there. And of course I'm in trouble now because I've started picking people out. So excuse me if I don't mention everybody, or you won't get lunch. I'm actually very mindful that the National Museum of Australia stands on Aboriginal land, and particularly on the land of Matilda House's ancestors. As a member of the Indigenous community in Canberra for some 20 years, it actually gives me great pleasure to invite our Ngambri elder, Matilda House, to welcome you to country. Thanks, Matilda.
But anyways, I want to thank the National Museum of Australia and the First People's Gallery here for inviting me to do this welcome, honour and a privilege. And I just wanted to say that in the 1970s, a wonderful man came down from Arnhem Land, and as his name has been mentioned here today, it was Wanjak. And he was very hungry for some fish. So he went out and got him some fish, had a good feed of that. And then we went up to a place in Pierce where I lived, but further up was Charlie Perkins' place. And there we had a great time with Wanjak. And I had a photo taken of him, which I left on the table. I forgot all about it. With myself, Wanjak, and of course Tammy Fraser. And he was talking about the beautiful art and things that he was doing. So, for the second time in history of having meeting the Mariga family. I'd like to say to you what such a privilege and honour at that time to have Wanjak down here to give talks and do business. So I just wanted to say to the Marikas, I'm a mother of four, grandmother of 12, and a great-grandmother of 1.5. I'm getting there. And I also, too, want to acknowledge all elders that are here today. And one of my very, very best mates is Jilpia. First time I've seen her for quite a while. But Jilpia, I've got to tell you, when I broke my foot, I couldn't go anywhere. So here I am today, seeing you for the first time for a while. And I'd like to say to Francesca, thank you for being here and being part of everything that's happening in this wonderful gallery of First Australians, and to the guy that's taken the baton and is still running with it, Andrew, thank you so much. And of course, I don't know what she calls herself these days, but she's not a bad Sheila, Margot. And to all the wonderful people that have come and supported this wonderful family that have come from so far. It's really a pleasure to be here to provide this welcome. And as we all know, all around Australia for thousands of years, welcomes have been here long before anything else that the Endeavour created. So it's a pleasure. And the name of this exhibition is Yalangbara. They are of the Jangwa, a beautiful place, Port Bradshaw, and is one of the Mariga's family clan's estates. It is a place of great importance for the people of the Dua moiety. The works in the exhibition, they follow the travels of this wonderful clan right across the land. We must all acknowledge the generosity of the Arnhem Land guests in sharing their stories and in pleasing that some of them are here today to demonstrate and to know that we are very, very lucky down this end of Australia that you are here today with us. It is a great pleasure. And it's very important. It is yet another example of our Aboriginal peoples. They share their stories with the world in hope of a better part of Aboriginal culture and the understanding. They learn about our culture and they learn from the people who come from so far away that travelled to bring down and show us some of that wonderful, wonderful culture that they have and how lucky they are to live up there. I always think that how lucky such wonderful people who live up in that beautiful land. We weren't so unlucky down this way. I guess you all know why. When Jimmy came. But he done a good job anyways in some parts of the world. And I appreciate being here with my cousin and my mates, Julpia, and my wonderful girl that looks after me, Teresa. But once again, I want to thank you all for being here. And I thank this wonderful museum for all the work what they themselves have put into this. So to the Marika family, from me as a Ngambri woman of a Wagaloo speaking clan, I welcome you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for those warm words and welcoming, and welcome to country and for everybody here, Matilda. And Matilda, I have a little gift for you, the one she's been asking for me to bring back from the Vatican, which I did recently, and it's been duly blessed by Father Mappelli, who in fact blessed her and many other Aboriginal people when he was in Canberra some months ago. So she doesn't have to open it now, but thank you, Matilda.
Thank you so much.
From the Vatican. I was simply a courier. Now it gives me great pleasure indeed to introduce Mawalan Marika, son of Wanjuk Marika and brother to Duwarawa and Bundak, and well known, whose Bundak is very well known to the museum and the initiator of the project that became this exhibition. But before I give the mic over to Mawalan, I too, like Matilda, in the early 70s, had the great pleasure of meeting Wanjuk when he actually took me took me to Yarngborough when I was sort of a little fella. I was living in Millingimby in those years, and we used to go to Yirrkala for school holidays. I was a teacher, not a school child. And we used to charter old Sheppey's, old Sheppey's plane, who was a legend of that era. And my first encounter, of course, with the Junkawa story at Yallumbra, was also my first encounter with a buffalo. And I had a very bruising experience, which when I bumped into one at night, and I won't go into the details here, and still have the scars to prove it. So whenever I think of Yirrkala and Junkawa sisters and that, I also think of that damn buffalo. So that's an unusual sort of collaboration, I'd suggest.
Now, Marwellan, who is a senior male custodian of Yallungbura, who has also played a very important role in this exhibition and has works in here of a very high standard. Given the lineage, it's not surprising. He is, of course, as has been suggested, for a very strong and talented family who can trace lineage back to the original Dua moiety, the Rirrajingal ancestors, and a direct line to the Junkawa. He's travelled, as the other Marika family and others have, a very long distance to get here, many stopovers and many hours, and we really, truly appreciate that enormous trip that you've taken. So I'd now like to hand over to Marwellan to talk to you.
Hello. Thanks for coming, everyone. And I'm son of Wanjuk Marika, Marwellan number 2. I'd just like to say something and read the book, the paper. I bought it with my presentation. I am very happy to be here for this day, for the opening of the Yallungbura exhibition. I will not forget, and I will not forget my brother-in-law, whose name I won't say. And that's my auntie's, Bandak Marika's son, who was a great camera man that I won't forget. I'd like to give big thanks to Maggie West and the people who helped her, such a great honour, to those who have been helping her, like my mother, Jenny Isaac, and my Ngatwalkur, Jeff Bagshaw, that is not here with us. I'd like to thanks. For this day, my people, Rirrajingal clan, are very proud of this day. And I'd like to thank the people who brought us to here, to this cold place, Canberra. This project was little that we started it. It took a long time for this day. I wish my auntie, Bandak Marika, would be here with us, but her older sister is here with us, and her name is Langani Marika. She is my auntie, my father's sister. I'm very grateful to have her here for this exhibition, because she is the only senior elder of my clan, and she is the only one who is older in Marika family. My family will celebrate this day when we go back to our country in Northern Territory in Gulf. That this day will be the big day of our celebration, but it will take time. I wish my father would be here with us, and that's Wanjuk Marika, for this day. But he is long and gone, but his spirit is with us today. I'd like to thank my brother, Richard Kandui, from Alkawale, Kalawinku, for coming down here for this exhibition, and the rest of my family with me. We have the same song line of the two sisters called Junkawa. Their names were Bichororo and Maralaj. They travelled from the east and they landed at the place called Yallungbura. And that's why we are here for this exhibition. of Yallumbra. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ma Wallen, for those fine words. I'm sure everybody will be looking for an opportunity to speak with you later as well, with your great knowledge of Yallumbra and the paintings here that are about Junkawan Yallumbra. Just before I move on, I'd also like to acknowledge Howard and Francis Morphy, who are here, who have worked with Yolngu of Northeastern Arnhem Land for probably 4 decades, would that be right? So they're truly family as well to that mob. Now, I'd like to introduce you to our guest speaker today, who's come all the way from across the lake. She's the senior curator of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Department at the National Gallery of Australia. And her name is Francesca Cubillo. Can I invite you to the stage?
It is truly an honour and a privilege to be asked to speak here at this wonderful exhibition opening to the Rirratjingu clan and the Marika family. I thank you for this opportunity. I also want to thank and acknowledge as a Larrakia and Wadaman, Bardi and Yanyuwa woman from the top end regions of Australia, take this opportunity to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land, the Ngambri peoples of this country. I want to thank Matilda House for your generous welcome this morning and acknowledge other Indigenous peoples to this country. And on a personal note, thank you for allowing me also to talk at this gathering here today. To Andrew Sayers, as Director of the National Museum of Australia, again, it's wonderful to come back into this gallery. I, in a previous life, had the opportunity to work here, and it's wonderful to see the dedication of this institution to celebrating Australian Indigenous art and culture. It is difficult to know where to begin. For those of us who are not aware, the Marika family and the Rirratjingu clan of Northeast Arnhem Land have been at the forefront of asserting and negotiating Indigenous rights within Australia from the very early days of colonisation. From the mid to late 1800s, they were engaged with Macassan seafarers who traded and worked with Yolngu for hundreds of years. From the early 1900s, Mawalan No. 1 Marika, with his brothers Matman, Milarpram, Roy Marika and Dungdala, have assisted in the establishment of the Methodist Mission at Yirrkala. From the 1930s through to the 1960s, Mawalan No. 1 engaged with anthropologists such as Donald Thompson, Charles Mountford and Ronald and Catherine Burnt. Mawalan No. 1's eldest son, Wanjuk, as he grew older, assisted his fathers and uncles in the production of the most significant works of art. The Yiracha and Dua church panels of 1962 and 63 and the Yirrkala bark petition of 1963. A deposition tabled in Parliament here in Canberra to assert Indigenous rights to land. This work of art was recognised by the Commonwealth Government as title deeds to country and was a prelude to the major land rights case against the mining company Nabalco. Wanjuk Marika recognised the important role art played in the communication of Indigenous culture and rights to country. He became a founding member of the Aboriginal Arts Board in 1973 and was appointed chairman in 1979. He was also awarded a Member of the British Order and was one of two inaugural judges for the first National Aboriginal Art Award at the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory in 1984. Many museums and art galleries today in Australia and overseas contain beautiful works of art created by several generations of the Marika family. Currently, painters today include Maolan No. 2, Duwarawa, Bundak, Wanyubi, Yalme, and Baluma Marika, who are represented in this exhibition. Bark paintings and sacred objects from the 1930s through to today convey the magnificent narratives of the Jonkawoi. Bundak Marika states, "It is important to show that art is not just done for the money, that art is really about our land and our heritage that has been passed down by our fathers and their fathers to their children from generation to generation. You could say that by showing the art, we're entering into our parliament, the Rirratjingu people's parliament. We are giving public access to information that has been forbidden for thousands of years because it is time to show the public that Yallangbara is important. This is our country, our inheritance, and our responsibility, and we must look after it. This is our law and our strength. As the direct descendants of the Jonkawoi, the Rirratjingu have a responsibility to protect and maintain the sacred sites associated with the Jonkawoi, the most significant of these sites being Yallangbara. Today, the ascendant male custodian is Maolan No. 2, who works together with the most senior Rirratjingu custodian responsible for this country and the stories associated with this region, is Langani Marika. And if I can be so embarrassed to quote you, but I think this wonderful statement by Langani really tells us and goes to the heart of what this exhibition is about. I have the responsibility to look after Yallangbara. Even when they want to do the Nara ceremony, they come and ask me whether they can use the things, the feathered ceremonial items for Yallangbara. It is very important for my clan and for me. I succeeded and inherited rights on both sides, Gulurunga and Yallangbara. And this is why it's important for me as the main person for Yallangbara. Even though I am not doing painting, every painting is in my heart and in my body or in my head because I come here from Gulurungu and Yallangbara. I think we are very privileged today to see the culmination of decades of work that has started way back in the 1800s. And the ancestors and the elders of the Rirratjingu clan have done so much for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in this country. And I know Bundak, when she first started to investigate museums and art gallery collections in Australia in the mid-1990s, with Geoffrey Bagshaw, she had a commitment to identify and find these beautiful works of art. And I just want to acknowledge Bundak for persisting, for approaching Margie West as the senior curator at the Museum and Art Gallery of the Northern Territory at that time, convincing her to get on board to be the co-curator with Bundak, to investigate and tell the story of the Jonkawoi, to tell the story of the Rirratjingu clan and of the Marika. I want to acknowledge Margie West's work. I also want to acknowledge Anna Malgorzevich, the director of the Museum and Art Gallery in Darwin, who supported this exhibition from the very beginning. There are many people involved as well. Henrietta Formile from the Christensen Fund, who assisted in providing funds for the publication of the beautiful Yellingborough public book that is here for sale today. I also want to thank Craddock Morton, the then director of the National Museum of Australia, for partnering with the museum in Darwin to make this exhibition happen. The support by Mike Pickering and Matt Trinkett in making this happen is something that should not be underestimated. This project began for Bunduk in the late 1980s in response and in honour of her brother. And to see it happen today and to hear Moala number two talk about the fact that he is here, that their ancestors are here, that the work is beautiful works of art that resonate their art, their culture, their family and their traditions. And again, I say thank you. It is an honour to speak at this opening today, but there have been many people who have also worked together to make this happen. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Francesca, for those informative and inspiring words that really captures the essence of this whole project. Thank you. I also remember a quote from Wanjuk when he said, art speaks for the land because land cannot speak for itself. This is a perfect example of that here as you move around and look into the works in the context of what you see and hear here today. The owners and custodians of the Junkawa ceremony would like to now do a small performance, a sort of song cycle performance, which refers to the Junkawa's travels over Yellingborough, and as you've heard, is the site, the primary site for the Rirratjingu clans of the Dua Moiety, and of course one of the Mareeka family's clan estates. So look, we are, I have to say, indeed really privileged to see the bit that we do see today performed in public. It's not something they would do all the time. It shows how much they feel about this exhibition being here and how much they feel about, in fact, all of you being here in order to enable you to experience this small snapshot of this Junkawa story. So, and it's also important to note that it is absolutely critical, in fact, that works on a wall in a gallery like this that are essentially static are in fact animated in some way by some performance, as they are very much all interrelated and part of the song cycle, the performance, the static works that all in fact become unstatic. So I'd just like to again mention the names of the people who are here. I don't know how many of these will be in the song cycle, that's that mob to work out. But again, I'd like to say that there's Langali, the female custodian of Yellingborough, and the eldest daughter of Mawalan. The first, there's Mawalan, of course, who has already spoken to Mareeka, the grandson of Mawalan, and son of Wanjuk, senior male custodian of Yellingborough. And he, as I said, important in this project. Yalamul, brother of Mawalan, with Jana Mareeka. There. Good, that's a good idea. Put your hands up when I say no place names here. Son of Milburum Mareeka, the third eldest brother of Mawalan One. And the other Junkawa custodian from Gullawinkle, Elka Island, Richard Gundawoy. There, the lovely tie on over there. And Mark Bukulachpi is there. Jenny Holm, wife of Wanjuk Mareeka, who was son of Mawalan One, is Jenny there, Jenny Holm. And Mayatili Mareeka is there. Okay, the daughter of Wanjuk and Jenny Holm. So I think I've got everyone. And and the grandchildren who are having their arms raised because they're asleep. There's two there. One of them had a few words to say before, I heard. So I'd like to hand over to you and just again remind everyone what a privilege this is. Thank you so much.
Markup Mara Yolongara Markup Mara Numadong Manapo Dang Manapo Laptuman.
We are opening the exhibition.
Dangapo Laptuman Nan Mara.
With the sacred mat here on the wall.
Laptumanan. Yol Koyolongo Kangapako Dalongarungarungan and Namandang.
It's for each and every one of you to come and see.
Belen.
That's all.
Adamaro. Mariuna Damar Mariuna. Biwale Aluman Paladartuna.
What we're going to do now is trace the way around the exhibition slowly with the song and the dance of the song lines to officially open up the exhibition.
Well, thank you. We're tremendously honoured to have the exhibition opened. Thank you. Thank you and welcome. I'd like just to say a few words of thanks. The museums and galleries of the Northern Territory are partners in this exhibition. Thank you very much with the Northern Territory Government and particularly Margie West, Consultant Curator and Emeritus for Aboriginal Art and Material Culture. Where are you, Margie?
I'm over here.
Oh, you're over there. Thank you. I'd like to also to thank the Council of the National Museum under Chair Danny Gilbert and the staff of the National Museum who work to create the circumstances for us to be able to understand culture. I'd like also to acknowledge Visions Australia, the Australian government program that supports touring exhibition, and that's supporting the tour of this exhibition, which is very important, and Leighton Holdings, who are also a sponsor of the exhibition, and through their Leighton Group operating company's work. They are honoured to support the Marika family and chair Yallingborough through this exhibition. And Capital Wines, the wines that we'll be enjoying a little later. Now, we're going now to have some lunch. The exhibition is open and you can spend your time looking at the exhibition. Lunch we were going to have outside, but we were a little bit unsure about the weather, so it's actually over on the other side of the Garden of Australian Dreams in the Peninsula Room. So please stay and enjoy some museum hospitality. And thank you.
The National Museum of Australia in Canberra explores what it means to be Australian through our permanent galleries, exhibitions, public programs, and the National Historical Collection. Find out more about the museum at nma.gov.au or download more audio programs from nma.gov.au/audio.